This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are joined by both Dr. John Hall and Sylvie Belshansky, who will speak about the background and history associated with Mirko Belshansky, the development of the Belshansky Foundation, and the research being done at the University of Kansas Medical Center, and the study's findings associated with ovarian, prostate, and pancreatic cancers. Additionally, they will discuss Morton Walker's recent book published about Dr. Belshansky's research called Cancer's Cause and Cancer's Cure. Sylvie and Dr. John, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
You are both very welcome. So first of all, Sylvie, what is the mission of the Belshansky Foundation?
Well, our goal at the Belshansky Foundation is, first of all, to save lives, expand and fulfill the promise of Mirko Belshansky's legacy. We are dedicated to spreading more awareness for alternative approach in medicine and providing support for new research studies that build upon the important findings of Dr. Mirko Belshansky, my late father.
Dr. Hall, who is Mirko Belshansky and what did he discover?
Well, he was a scientist who worked for many years at the Pasteur Institute in Paris, France. He was a molecular and cell or microbiologist who developed his own ideas about how cancer gets started. And one of the things he discovered was that the DNA in cancer cells is destabilized. The two strands of the famous double helix are not aligned correctly any longer. And he found that this is a common feature belonging to many different kinds of cancer. One of the things he went on to do was develop tests and assays that enabled him not just to detect this destabilized cancer found in cancer cells, but also to search for natural products that would target this DNA and stop the replication and hence the life of the cancer cells. He found two such plant extracts, Revolfia vomitoria and Pau Pereira. And for example, he found that these two plant extracts enhanced prostate health significantly and suppressed the growth of prostate cancer cells. This research has since been confirmed at Columbia University and has led the foundation to conduct additional research in hopes that these findings hold true for ovarian and pancreatic cancer as well.
All good news. Now, Dr. Hall, what are the latest findings and or studies being conducted by the Belshansky Foundation?
Well, there's a new study coming from the Kansas University Medical Center that shows that Belshansky's extracts are very effective at destroying chemotherapy-resistant ovarian and pancreatic cancer cells. And this is by itself a terrific result, but the researchers went on and showed that the plant extracts could be used together with chemo drugs in an extremely effective combination, resulting in very, very effective cancer cell death. This is a study that was conducted with animals, and with the appropriate funding, the Belshansky Foundation is confident that a phase one clinical trial conducted with humans will occur and provide similar results.
Today we're speaking with both Sylvie Belshansky, Vice President of the Belshansky Foundation, and Dr. John Hall, the Senior Scientific Advisor of the Belshansky Foundation, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Sylvie, as the daughter of the late Mirko Belshansky, what is your vision for the foundation?
Well, it is extremely gratifying to witness how the seeds of my father's research in environmental medicine is continuing to bear fruit nearly 15 years after his death, and I am really grateful for every opportunity to spread the word. And I am thrilled to be working now on a documentary on all of my father's work and all those people who were touched by him and believe in his findings have the opportunity to be recognized in this little movie that we are putting together. And we are also launching a scientific monograph, which is a reprinting of my father's original book. And this is going now to become an e-book and is going to be published later this year. And there is a lot of possibilities that this work continues to be recognized and more results, scientific results, are being found and published. And I really want to, at the Beljanski Foundation, we really want to spread the Beljanski message as widely as possible to help as many people as possible.
And Sylvie, where can one find more information about the work of Mirko Beljanski and the Beljanski Foundation?
Well, there are, you mentioned the book by Morton Walker, and indeed this new book is available. Its name is Cancer's Cause and Cancer's Cure, and it's a wonderful tribute to the discoveries of my late father, Dr. Beljanski, and how those his work, his discoveries, are still used today and continue to, these discoveries continue to be very helpful, and the more research is just confirming the benefits of this research. And you can also, on the website of the foundation, www.beljanski.com, also find more information and also how to donate and support for this great cause and continue this incredible work that is rendered by the foundation. A lot of exciting new research. And really, I would like to everybody to get on board.
Definitely. Certainly is an honor to have met the both of you today and to see what you're doing and carrying out the legacy of your late father, Mirko Beljanski. We've been speaking with both Sylvie Beljanski, Vice President of the Beljanski Foundation, and Dr. John Hall, the Senior Scientific Advisor of the Beljanski Foundation. And the website for more information and to be updated on the latest is beljanski.com. Sylvie and Dr. Hall, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You are both very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.